Mike Pavlichko on Central Jersey Sports Radio as we get set for the GMC Tournament semifinals. Game one is going to be at noon on Saturday. It'll be Monroe, the 9 seed, and the 5 seed, South Plainfield. Scott Gleichenhaus, the head coach, joins us on the phone. Coach, thanks again for being with us. Quick turnaround from Wednesday and a big 7-6 win over Monroe for you guys. First, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to talk to you this time of year. Must be good things happening.
Means you're winning, absolutely. So listen, let's go back briefly for those who maybe didn't follow what happened on Wednesday night. A 7-6 win over Metuchen, and you guys end it kind of in a wild fashion. But, you know, came through a game. You guys have shown resilience all year, as a lot of ball clubs who get to this point have. Tell me, I guess, about the fortitude of your guys to come through and close that game out.
Starts with the senior leadership that Massaro and McCarthy bring to the table, game in, game out. Those guys, they learn from our, you know, the guys that were seniors when they were freshmen and sophomores, the Alvarez's, the Robinsons, and then not playing with Capshire's area. It was just a culture that gets passed on, and that just tough, you know, toughness that comes to the yard every day. That's what they bring to the table, and we're seeing it. I mean, we do have young kids on the squad this year, as you guys know, and just having those two guys, Massaro and McCarthy, as seniors, I think is huge for us.
And when you look at some of those young guys, and I know you had some question marks coming into this year, a little middle infield stuff, everything else, tell me how that has kind of gelled throughout the year for you.
It just works. Anthony Sestenia has been solid at shortstop. Couldn't be any happier. He gets the job done. He's had good at bats for us. He's come through in the clutch. He makes plays. He put his chest behind the ball in the last inning yesterday to make sure he kept it in front. Didn't panic. Picks the ball up. Throws it to first. Gabe Garcia at second base. He's a freshman, and again, he's going out there game in, game out, and just getting better. The experience that he's getting, the hard work that you put in, it pays off, and it's paying off for both of them and on both sides of the ball, because Garcia too came up with a couple big hits for us. I think they both had 2 hits yesterday.
You guys are 13-10, coach, and yeah. You know, it was, you know, you from the start of the season, you won 2, you lost 3, you won 3, you lost 2, mm-hmm. You won 2, you lost 2. But down this stretch now, you've won 5 out of the last 7, 6 out of 8, and you know, even though it's been kind of back and forth, how do you feel about the baseball you guys are playing right now? You've won both games in the tournament by a run. St. Joe's 2-1, 7-6 over Metuchen. How do you feel like that has kind of molded your team for this run?
Well, I think we're a different team when McCarthy's on the mound, just because of the pace. He's a veteran. He's one of the top pitchers in the conference. He's the bull. He gets on the mound, and we're just a different team behind him. The guys are just. You know, alert level 10 when he's on the mound. Just play good defense behind him. And I just think that when we don't have him on the mound, we don't have the pitching staff like we used to have, the deep pitching staff, the guys with the experience. We have some inexperienced guys, and it just, not that we're not that these guys are not performing up to standard. It's just a different. It's when the game goes at a different pace. I just think it takes its toll on the defense. Guys are standing around for 3-1, 3-2 every batter. Now the opposing hitters are just locked in, just waiting for that fastball over the middle. And we've gotten caught in a couple games. I think even some close games late in the game. The back, you know, with our bullpen, if they come in late. Just struggling to throw strikes, and you know, next thing you know, base hit or a walk, an error, and that's just experience. That's just the growing pains I know we're going to have to go through. Because, this is we do have some senior leadership, but it's also, when we talked at the earlier in the year, it's going to be somewhat of a rebuilding year.
Let's talk about McCarthy now. This is a guy who's 6-1. He's your ace. And, you know, the way this tournament is set up, you make it to the finals. You can have him go into finals, too, because it's a week later. That'll be at Rutgers. We just broke that story tonight as well. But tell me a little bit about him. What is, you know, you've mentioned kind of what your team is like with him on the mound, but tell me what has made him so good.
He's a perfectionist. He wants to be the best he could possibly be every time out. He's very tough on himself. He feels like he's capable of getting the job done every single time he takes the ball, and he's determined to do so. And I think there might have been one or two outings this year where he ran into a little bit of trouble, but you know, he held strong, kept us in games, and it's just a toughness that he has that the best pitchers out there is, you know, it's a requirement to be one of the best pitchers out there. You have to have that mental toughness. Next pitch, you know, next man up, forget about it. You make a mistake, and he's that guy. He's steady.
You are going to see Monroe here, a team that you have beaten twice this year, 12-3 and 10-5. Neither time have you seen Ben Fagan, the pitcher, who's probably going to go here for Monroe. But let's just talk about those two wins first. What do you take out of those, or do you kind of have to throw those out this being the tournament?
I'm throwing everything out since this is a tournament. They're a good ball club. I want to say the first game got a little sloppy. I know they made a few errors kicking the ball around, which helped us out, and we took full advantage of those mistakes. And then in the second game, we saw Love, and we swung the bats pretty well. It was a brutally windy day, and we hit a couple balls in that wind stream in the right center gap that fell, and we were able to, you know, get him out of the game early. And even though we got him out of the game early, I think it was a 10-5 finish, it still got pretty tight there at the end, because they have they fight to the last. So with that said, knowing what they've done the last couple games, momentum they had, that this is no way going to be like those first two games. This is going to be an absolute battle, especially with their guy on the mound.
What do you know about Fagan? Obviously, I haven't seen him this year, but what do you know about him, what you've heard or maybe seen on some film or anything?
He's good. He's committed. I want to say he's going to Rutgers. When all said and done, he's a competitor. You look at his numbers, and the numbers say everything you need to know. He can dominate for sure. I didn't look at his win losses. I'm sure if anything, maybe he has one loss on the season. If that, most pitchers do. It's very difficult for a pitcher to have their A game every time out, especially in the red division. But I expect him to be on point, and our hitters are gonna, you know, have their work cut out for him.